Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi, Phil here. I've got a question of the week from Patrick, and it is a real stinker.
My wife wants me to light a candle after doing my number two to get rid of the smell. Does this actually do anything? I would love to find out. Thank you.
It's not exactly our first choice of question. On our list, it was number two. But the Naked Scientists take these things seriously. So I will not back down from a journalistic challenge. I will tackle this new frontier in research, and I'll do it the only way I know how, and that's with a hard-hitting, in-depth, personal investigation. I will go out and do a poo myself and record it for science. First, I just need to okay it with the rest of the Naked Scientists team.
No!
No, why? No.
That's really gross.
Phil! No, what? No, of course not. What?
Huh, okay. Well, what do they know? My boss, Chris, has the final say. Surely he won't stand in the way of my professional duty.
No, please don't do that, Phil. Please don't do that.
Okay, I guess I need to find another way to answer this question. Who do I know who would be able to explain the effects of a candle on those nasty toilet smells? How about Kit Chapman, the comment editor for the magazine Chemistry World? He can help me out. So, Kit, isn't it just that the candle burns away all those gases, the ones from your rear end that make the smell?
Sadly, you can't just burn away the smell of your latest poo. People might think that, based on online videos mixing fire and flatulence, and a quick check produces a whole host of people creating spectacular flames from their farts. This works because hydrogen, hydrogen sulfide, and methane are flammable. But it isn't recommended. You could get seriously hurt, and it doesn't tackle the smell problem. Of the three gases, only hydrogen sulfide gives off an odour, and usually that telltale stink from cutting the cheese is caused by a host of other chemicals produced by gut bacteria. It's also important to remember breaking wind provides a relatively high concentration of these flammable gases before they are quickly dispersed in the atmosphere. A good thing too, otherwise a romantic candlelit dinner at a curry house would probably end in third-degree burns. So, a candle flame can't burn off the pong of your number two. Your toilet deposit isn't a jet of concentrated gas, so it won't cause ignition, and its whiffiness is caused by chemicals that aren't known for spectacular combustion.
Wow, okay, so it's not that simple. The gases that catch fire aren't the same as the chemicals that make the bad smell.
But this doesn't mean Patrick's wife is wrong. If it's a scented candle or a melt, burning it will mask odours and give the bathroom a pleasant aroma. It's because they contain essential oils and other fragrances in their wax. When the candle is burned, the wax melts and the oils evaporate, filling the air with volatile organic compounds, such as limonene, found in citrus fruit scents, linalool in lavender, or pinene in pine. Any of these scents will react with the receptors in your nose, masking the nasty funk from your feces.
But do bear in mind that scented candles have been found to cause indoor air pollution. Especially ones that have paraffin wax, they tend to release carcinogens into the air. And ones that have wicks wrapped around some sort of metal, when you burn them, they can release toxic soot.
So, your choice of candle could make all the difference when it comes to how stinky your toilet seems for the next visitor.
But even if the candle you choose doesn't happen to be scented, the match that you use to light it will be. Or at least it will be for a second. There's a lot of sulfur in match heads, and when you burn off that sulfur, you make sulfur dioxide. That is a really pungent gas that your nose's smell receptors are particularly sensitive to. Finally, we've got a message via the web form from Vaniar, who says there is a real solution that eliminates all smell, but it is not a candle. Use equal parts hydrogen peroxide and rubbing alcohol. They can be poured into the toilet straight from the bottles. Try two full caps of each. So there's something else that might work. Thanks for your help, Kit. You really put us on the scent of the right answer. Now we can flush it from our minds. Patrick, your wife is right. Keep on doing what you're doing. Next time, we'll be answering this question from Mark.
Is it possible to have so many blood transfusions that your blood type changes?
Someone said that this was a question we couldn't answer. We said be positive. If you know the answer, send it to chris@thenakedscientist.com or go find us on Facebook or Twitter or join the conversation online. Go to thenakedscientist.com/forum.